this is the old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program number 148 in a series of 260 programs dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen over the past 50 years, the WHKP years since 1946. Indian Summer. Did you see that movie with Alan Arkin? It was made in 1993, but was on TNT, I guess, recently. It deals with the changes that have come about in the last few years, which changed the very nature of summer camps. 30 years ago, in 1966, it's estimated as many as 8,000 youngsters attended summer camp in Henderson County. The full camp season was normally 8 weeks, although some camps broke the season into two separate sessions of 4 weeks each. I'd mentioned in an earlier chapter that Evelyn Haynes' family established Camp Minnehaha back on Middle Fork. I had a real nice letter from Bill and Joe Wagner, who brought to my attention Camp Mishimoka at Bat Cave, owned by Dr. Seton Smith. Now, without going back to the very early days of camping in western North Carolina, I suppose Frank and Joe Bell ran several of the first camps here, starting in the early 20s, Camp Green Cove, Camp Arrowhead, Camp Glen Arden. In the heyday of camping, special trains would roll into the Southern Depot, perhaps 10 or 12 cars long, and disgorge hundreds of youngsters with all their gear to be picked up by buses and taken to the camps they had signed up for. I remember being at the depot on a couple of occasions when these trains would come in, and the excitement, the shouting, the general confusion during such arrivals were something to behold. And when the trains would be parked on the siding, ready to load those youngsters up for the return trip home, the atmosphere was totally opposite. The campers knew that this one-time summer adventure was ending and would likely never happen to them again. I mentioned at the start of this program the movie Indian Summer, starring Alan Arkin, made in 1993. Arkin plays an older man who spent his life operating a camp for youngsters. He had invited back for a limited stay perhaps a dozen of his favorite campers to share with him not only the news that the camp was closing, but to enjoy with them the memories and happiness of the days that had been. It was a poignant movie. And I recall that Arkin kept emphasizing that he'd gotten too old. He couldn't get kids excited anymore about starting fires by rubbing rocks together. And I thought maybe with TV, VCRs, the Internet, the malls, camping, as we remember it from the 40s and 50s and 60s, was not the reason for being it once was. Bill and Joe Wagoner started Wendy Wood in 1957. And operated it with every success through 1984 when they closed. In the golden years, there was also Camp Greystone, Camp Pinnacle, Camp Tonawanda, Camp Blue Star, Camp Mountain Lake, Osceola Lake, Camp Pinewood, Camp Tocoa. There were two religious camps operated by the Associate Reformed Presbyterian Church. There was the Fruitland Baptist Conference Center, the Canoga Conference Center, the Nazarene Camp, the Lutheridge Assembly, Camp Judea. And Bill and Joe Wagner says while you may not see the special trains coming and going anymore, there are still a good many camps in operation today, and I'm quoting the Wagoners here, quote, I think that camping in our area is still alive and well. And Henderson County in western North Carolina have no monopoly on summer camps. In fact, in the movie we referred to, the Indian Summer movie, the writer and director Mike Bender based the entire film on his own memories of a camp and was filmed at the actual Tamaqua, Camp Tamaqua, he attended in Canada. And as Bill and Joe Wagoner say, camping is still alive and well in western North Carolina. But unfortunately for the young people of this generation, the competition of electronic gimmicks, the lure of neon lights, four cars in every driveway, interstate highways to everywhere, it is more difficult than ever before to recruit youngsters and their families into committing for an eight-week summer season. And perhaps even with inflation, we'll never again experience a $3.5 million infusion into the economy that summer camping brought as late as the mid-1960s. It's been my experience down through the years when I'm mingling in groups of strangers at conventions and seminars and area confabs. Once you mention you're from Hendersonville, soon there'll be somebody, now of my age, come up and say, oh, I went to summer camp in Hendersonville. So camping was not only a big money producer, because if camping does not spark area recognition, try this on for size. I was at a meeting in Montreal, Canada, and I'd gotten a little tired of trying to explain where Hendersonville was located. I finally said simply, "I'm from a little town west of Charlotte and south of Asheville." Well, the very first time I tried that, this elderly old woman looked up and says, "Well, now, where is that from Tryon?" Another memory of this seventh child, of a seventh child lucky enough been born here, the good sense never to leave, and with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda, as we approach the next 50 years.